This is another original OFM podcast.
Yeah, to be honest, I really struggled from, actually even from the start up to the first checkpoint at the tower. I wasn't feeling 100% and I was back a bit. But once you left the tower, it gets a bit gnarly, lots of tufty grass and not so easy running, and there's no path. And I was able to quite easily pull away from the field without, I didn't purposely put an interval in, just a gap formed. And from then on, I was by myself. I just kept going my pace. But about 5 Ks after that first checkpoint, I started getting headaches, like proper headaches. Like, I don't often get them, but this is like really, it was like splitting headaches. And every time I came to a checkpoint, I wasn't particularly friendly with the marshals. Normally, I try to chat and say hi, whatever, but I was just focused, inwardly focused, just trying to sort out these demons that were really hindering me. And just, yeah, I didn't think I was moving particularly well, but I just kept plodding along. Balloch and Reedsdale, the next checkpoint, so Edgehill, I lost about 20 minutes on the pace chart, so I really struggled that section. But then, yeah, from Edgehill, probably 70 k's into the race, I kind of got a second wind and managed to keep going at a nice tempo. Bridle Pass is a really tough, probably the toughest climb of the whole route, and I managed to power walk up there the whole way. Got hit by a squall at the top of the pass with hail and rain, strong wind. Had to put on all my rain gear, and yeah, I just kept going. And I was amazed, very surprised that the other runners, and there's a lot of internationals here and some good South Africans, that I kept looking back thinking these guys are going to hunt me down, because I didn't think I was moving particularly well. But yeah, at the end of the day, really, really grateful for the win, and also to break Ryan Sands' record. So yeah, I'm very, very happy.
Okay, and you've got the record now, plans for next year, or you know, just take it easy for a little while and then start focusing on that?
Yeah, I really, because I took so much strain today and with the recent glandular fever, I must just take a couple of weeks off and just try and rest up, sleep well, eat well. But actually, I want to put in a good base phase now over December, January, and then 31st of January are SA Champs, ultra distance SA Champs. If I can place well there, I would like to go to World Champs in Annecy, France, 31st of May. So those are the two big ones for the first half of the year. Thereafter, it'll be the Otter and again Skyrim. So I'll definitely be back to crack the 12-hour, give that a go. But your body needs a little bit of rest now.
Absolutely. And quick word on your closest competitor, Gary, coming in smiling all the way. Looked like the Yeti, happy to be around, happy to be in South Africa.
Yeah, look, it's great to have these international guys here. Gary Robbins from Canada, and he actually organises some events in Canada too. So he's quite an established trail runner and integral in the whole setup there. So yeah, really an honour to have him here. It's unfortunate that quite a few of the other internationals withdrew and didn't finish. But just great to have them here, and it really adds a lot of credibility to the event. And it's great for South Africans to race against these guys and use it as a benchmark to see how we compare against these people. So yeah, the race organisers have done a really good job to bring them out here. And yeah, I hope it continues, and I hope we get more and more internationals in the years to come.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.